This evening, as we have come to the longest chapter in the Scriptures, Psalm 119, we're going to be doing something a little bit different this evening. One of the things that we can surmise from Psalms like, not this one, but Psalm 136 coming up later on down the road is Psalm 136. If you remember, there's one line and then there's another line of the steadfast love of the Lord enduring forever repeated 36 times. And what we can surmise by this is that as the people gathered for worship and these psalms originally were chanted, that the first part of that line was chanted and then by the priest and then the congregation would respond with the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. It's kind of where we get our basis for responsive readings that we do in worship. And tonight we're going to be doing that to a certain degree of responsive reading of Psalm 119. You may be asking, why are we reading the psalm in its entirety with 176 verses? Well, it's a conviction that I have, pretty much. It's something that I believe is good to do because psalms were, even a psalm of this length, they're given to us as a unit. And it's good for us to read these as a unit as we're examining them. It is my hope that one day, Lord willing, that I might do a 22 series sermon series on Psalm 119 alone, because each section really has kind of its own flavor and its own point of emphasis. But tonight what we'll be doing is we'll be reading the psalm in its entirety, and what that will leave us with is a short amount of time for me to give an overview and to touch on the various themes of the psalm and shortly and quickly give a means or a little nugget of application. So as we read tonight, if you're using your pew Bible, it has to be all, well, that begins on page 650, Psalm 119 begins on page 650 of your pew Bibles. And how this will work is I'll be reading the, what's called the LF section, and then I'll ask you to read the next section. And then I'll read the Gimel section, and you'll read the Dalet section, and then I'll be Hey, and you be Ba, and so on. And we'll alternate these sections through to the end of the psalm. So hear now the word of the living God. This is Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes, then I shall not be put to shame. Having my eyes fixed on all your commandments, I will praise you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous rules, I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me.
How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight in much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, the cursed ones, who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors.
My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I hold my ways, you answer me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put the false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life.
Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth, utterly, out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before the kings, and shall not be put to shame. For I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. The insolent utter deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, that I have kept your precepts.
The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think of my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes.
You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous, and that in righteousness you have convicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me, according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame.
My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. For your appointments stand this day. For all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen the limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad.
Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my feeble offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end.
I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up that I may be safe, and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross, therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments.
I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore I love your commandments of gold, above fine gold. Therefore I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way.
Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears, because people do not keep your law.
Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live.
With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever.
Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless of the just, because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever.
Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word, like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you.
Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
May the Lord bless the reading and also the preaching of his word. Well, this psalm, Psalm 119, is, as I said, it's 22 sections moving through the Hebrew alphabet. Each section is 8 verses, and each line of each section begins with that letter of that particular section. Even the section of the letter that we would call, it's, if you look in your Bibles, it's W-A-W, it's pronounced Wah or Vav, is the other way of pronouncing that. And the Vav character in Hebrew is an and. So if it was an accurate or more literal translation, each of those lines would begin with and this and that. But that's not kosher in English, so they drop that. But each line here, and it's just a masterful poem of love and affection for the law of God. And it's also got deeper and amazing themes running through it. And as we look through this, I want to look at basically just 4 questions as we summarize this psalm. And the first one is, what is the law that the Lord has given? And what I mean by that is, what do we mean by law? This is a psalm that we commonly know and understand as praising the law of God and giving love and devotion to it. But what is meant by law? Well, as you go through the song, the law of God and the word of God, there are various ways that it's referenced and it's referred to. The word law is used, and that is a word that typically is used as far as teaching and direction. The Hebrew word there is translated as law as the word Torah. So it's one of teaching, giving direction. There's also the Hebrew word here that's translated as testimonies. One of the things that God said Moses was to do was to put a copy of his commands, his law that he had written on the tablets of stone in the ark, and that law would be a testimony against his people. The idea of a testimony is a witness. The law, the word of God, witnesses not only against our sin and confronting us with our sin, but it's also a witness of the love and the grace of God that he has shown to his people throughout the ages. The word precepts, translated as precepts here, refer to those detailed instructions that are given in the law. You know, it's not simply that David loves, you know, the moral law and code, but even those intricate details that the Lord would give, he finds delight in. This word for statutes here is one that really brings the binding force of the word. With the word of God, as we read it and as it's preached, as we hear it, it binds us and it convicts us. And there's love of that binding as well expressed in this psalm. There's the commandments mentioned, the word for commandments, showing that the word of God has authority. It has the authority to tell us what we can and cannot do. His ordinances are mentioned. These are judgments that are made. You know, one of the ways that we distinguish between the Mosaic Law and its various parts, we divide it into the moral, the civil, and the ceremonial. You know, Christ fulfilling the ceremonial, so everything from the temple worship and all of that was done away with in the work of Christ. And then we have the moral code that is lasting and enduring and is unchangeable, that we refer to the Ten Commandments. But then you have the civil law. And so what do you do with all of these civil laws that were given to the nation of Israel? Well, we might classify those in these ordinances. They were judgments made. They were applications of the moral code to the life of national Israel, of the nation of Israel. And so the ordinances here that we have that maybe we as a nation don't follow and aren't called to follow specifically, but yet we can look at those and understand the general principles of application to our situation. And the common example is one of, you know, if your bull is in the habit of goring other animals, then you better lock it up. And if you don't, you suffer the consequences for it. Well, maybe we can apply that to if you've got a car that's emergency brake isn't working and you're in one of these steep hills, make sure you park it in such a way that it's not going to go careening down the hill unexpectedly and hit somebody, you know, or you'll be liable. Again, the equal, you know, applying it to today's life. But then the word is also used. And that word is God's truth in any form. Whether it's his law, his testimonies, his precepts, his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, or the last category, his promises. And the promises here that are referenced just remind us of the certainty of the word of God. That it is something spoken, it is something done, and it will be accomplished. It is a promise that God has made. So this law that the Lord has given, and this law that this psalm is written about, showing the devotion and love for it and desire for it, references those aspects. And we sum that up in the simple word of the word of God. It is his truth. It is all that has been revealed of God. Now, the second question that I want to cover is, what benefits do we receive from his word? Well, there are four benefits that we receive from the word of God that are covered in Psalm 119. And that is one of liberation. And we're liberated in the psalm from sin itself and the consequence or the guilt of sin. But we're also liberated in the idea of a mind that's being expanded. And it's the fact that we have access to this great wisdom. It is the wisdom of the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, and we have access to it. And so in a sense, we're liberated from sin through the word of God as it reveals God's plan of salvation. But we're also, in the sense of, as one commentator put it, it's liberation in the sense of minds being expanded, you know, borders being broadened, that sense of the word. And as we meditate on the word of God, as we read the word of God, as we feed upon it, we grow in wisdom. Our minds are being broadened in this regard. So the first benefit that we receive is liberation. The second benefit we receive is light. I always find it interesting that the way the Lord works, you know, tonight I just open it up for you to, hey, pick a few selections of Psalm 119. And what's picked but one about the light that the law is to our feet. It gives light to our path. It enables us to know how we're to walk in a way that pleases God. It gives us light. It doesn't leave us in darkness. Apart from the word of God, we walk in darkness. But in the word of God, we walk in light. The third benefit that we receive liberation, we receive light, but we also receive life. Throughout this psalm, as we read it, time and time again, there's this plea of restore my life, of save me, of according to your word, give me life, save my soul, I hope in your salvation. So this a concept of life that we have in the word of God in its ability to restore the soul, the ability to restore us to life. You know, we read the word of God, and it's not just simply words on a page, it's not just simply a book, but it's the living truth of God. And by the work of his Holy Spirit in us, he molds us and he shapes us into the image of Christ. And through it, we know of the life that is found only in Christ. And so you might make the connection here how David, even in his day, how he could look at the law of God, he could look at the word of God as he had it in his day and love it. How much more then as we have the full revelation and the life that is shown in this word, be devoted and love it as well. So we receive liberation, light, and life, but we also in the word of God receive stability. And what this means is as we meditate on the word, as we feed upon it, as we read it, and as we ingest it, we read of his promises. We read of his promises that he has made of old and how he fulfilled them, and he was faithful to fulfill them. And we read of his promises for us that have yet to come to pass. And we can look at that and we can be sure and know that the promises of God do not fail. It is a hope set on dependable promises. And as we read tonight, various times throughout the psalm, there is that hope that is expressed because of the word and the promises that are written in the very word of God. So the law of God that has been given is this whole word that this psalm loves, and the benefits that we receive from it are the liberation we receive from sin and the broadening of our own wisdom, the light that we have to our paths, the life that we receive in salvation for our souls, and the stability. The psalmist David is going through some difficult times as he's referencing being persecuted and being even hunted down by princes, and yet he still hopes. He still has that stability and confidence in the word of God. So that brings us to our third question. How should we respond to his word? Well, there's three ways. The first one is to delight in it. Delight in it. Repeatedly throughout this psalm, it's delight and in your word. And it's given an imagery of delighting in it more than the greatest treasures that we can imagine. It brings to mind Jesus' own parable of the one who went, and he's comparing the kingdom of heaven as one who found treasure in a field. And so when he went, and he sold all of his possessions so he could buy that field and have the treasure. Or it's one who finds a pearl of great value, and so he goes and he sells all that he has so he can buy that pearl. In the same way, the treasure of God far exceeds any physical treasure that we could have. And only is it this desire and this delight that we're to have in it more than any amount of money that we could have, but it's also in any amount of delectable food we could enjoy. I mean, honey is referenced specifically. And honey is sweet. It's delicious. But we're to find greater delight than in even the sweet taste of fine food. Find it in the law of God. So we're to delight in it. But we're to love it. There's longing here that is mentioned throughout this psalm for the Word of God. A longing to meditate upon it. A longing to be in it. A longing to read it. A longing to taste it. But ultimately that longing, as we see in verse 132, is ultimately for God himself. In verse 132, David writes, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name." It brings to mind and brings home the fact that this love that David is expressing for the law of God, for the Word of God, is not simply for the Word itself. You know, you can go to any university and take a class on biblical studies, and people might actually love studying this Word and its challenges that it has. But the reason behind why David is expressing this desire and this love for the Word of God and the source of our desire and love for it is that it brings us closer to our God, that it teaches us about, and that it shows us who he is and what he desires of us. So we're to delight in the law of God, we're to love the Word of God, but we're also to obey the Word of God. And that is spoken repeatedly throughout the psalm as well, this idea of obedience, the wicked being contrasted with those who do not keep the law of God, who do not love it, who forsake it. But the psalmist to David is the one who keeps it, and he shows his love for it because he is living a life of obedience to it. It ties into the light that we have in point two. It gives light to our feet, it guides us and directs us in the way we are to go. So this law that the Lord has given is his word. The benefits we receive are that we are liberated, we have light, we have life and stability. And we should respond by delighting in it and loving it and obeying it. But fourthly, the last question, what do we need to love and to keep his word? I want to call your attention to the last section, really even the last verse. To me, as I read this psalm and I come to verse 176, I'm a little surprised. David writes, "I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." He's just spent 175 verses talking about how he loves the Word of God, how he doesn't depart from it, and how those who are wicked are the ones who forsake it and are lost. But then he says, "I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek me, for I do not forget your commandments." Now, one of the things that I'm reminded of as I consider that last verse is Romans 7, verses 15 to 25, where in those verses, Paul is talking about how he does the very things that he hates. He knows what he wants to do, and he loves the law of God, and he desires to do what is good, but he's constantly doing what he does not want to do. And that which he wants to do, he does not do. I see the same attitude here in David. He's just expounded about how much he loves the law of God, and he delights in it, and that's true. Yet he's also acknowledging that he fails, and he stumbles. He's gone astray. And that, brothers and sisters, is encouraging and should be encouraging for us. What do we need to love and to keep the Word of God as David has just gone through declaring his love and his obedience to the law? We need God himself. We need to pray that the Lord would inflame our love and desire of His Word, and give us the strength to obey. I mean, this message in the last verse is sprinkled throughout Psalm 119. You get little images of it here and there. The fact that David needs God's strength to keep it. He needs His guidance to obey it. But here we have clearly, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. So that brings us to the application that I wanted to take home tonight from this very quick overview of Psalm 119. And that's for us to pray that the Lord would deepen our love in obedience to Him through His Word. That as we study His Word, as we delight in it, that He would cultivate within us a greater love and a greater delight for this Word. And that as we meditate on it, as we feed upon it, that He would also then direct our paths according to it. That we would see in our lives a greater devotion to it, not just in word, but in deed, in living out the law of God, but realizing even if we are perfect, we will still go astray in seeking the Lord to seek us in those times. And so, brothers and sisters, pray to the Lord to deepen your love of and obedience to Him through His Word. Amen. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we do thank You for this psalm, and we pray that You would, Lord, give us a great love of Your Word, and not just love of Your Word for Your Word's sake, but because it reveals You to us. We pray, Lord, that we would grow in our love of You and our obedience to You through a faithful study of Your Word and commitment to it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.